This is 90.9 WBUR's Weekend Edition. I'm Sharon Brody. The Patriots head into tomorrow night's game in Detroit against the Lions with a new name on the roster. This week, the Pats traded for Josh Gordon, the talented, oft-troubled wide receiver. And yet, that is far from the only story around Foxborough or in New England football. To catch up, we're joined by WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. Hi, Shira.
Hi, Sharon.
The Patriots, gee, they're in the news again.
For all the wrong reasons, right?
Yeah.
In addition to losing on the field. I mean, I know you're, it's the book, right? I mean, the book is making headlines. And once again, the Brady-Belichick relationship, I mean, it's come to light in a book. It's an unauthorized biography. The revelations of the book are sort of not unbelievable, but in totally confirm what we already suspected about Bill Belichick. Everything from a former college lacrosse teammate talking about how Belichick helped him illegally string his lacrosse stick, which kind of has, you know, foreshadows Spygate a little bit. There's also, I think, the revelations that most concern or most interest Patriots fans are about the Brady-Belichick relationship. And it goes so far as to say that, Brady basically wanted a divorce, that he was sick and tired of dealing with Belichick and feeling that he wasn't respected. And more than that, that he feared, in some respect, that Belichick was going to force him out of the Patriots organization or force him out of the starting job before he was ready to retire.
This will be interesting to keep our eyes on as this season proceeds.
Yeah, I mean, there's this thing, like, can the Patriots continually put these distractions aside? And what's so fascinating about the personalities of both Brady and Belichick is that you have two people who competitiveness trumps everything. So as much as they may not like each other, as much as they may have different life philosophies, the desire to win in an unbelievable way gets them at least at game time on the same page.
Right. Now, in football, this is New England, so so pro football is the deal. But we've got this great story about a college team.
Division
locally.
Two.
Division Two, a little D2 school. You may have heard of it. Assumption College in Worcester. Good school. Now, Cole Tracy had been this star kicker there, but then he graduated, but he still had NCAA eligibility. So he got
himself.
So
what do you
do? What do you do? You go to grad school at a big school.
A big football powerhouse like LSU.
LSU. He goes down there, and last weekend, in front of a crowd of something like 87,000 people, he kicks the winning field goal to beat Auburn. And then here's what I love about this story. That Assumption starts noticing something funny in the fundraising department, which is that all these donations are coming in to this little college in Worcester in honor of Cole Tracy. And all these donations are coming in from rabid LSU fans.
Isn't football, college football, great?
I mean, you know, there's nothing like it.
There is nothing like it. And I think at this point, it's more than $7,000 that's been accumulated in
the, counting.
And counting. And what's also interesting is not only are LSU fans donating, but I believe they are donating in dollar amounts that are linked to the distances of his kicks.
The distance of the kick and his uniform number.
Yeah, yeah. So because as you would.
As one does, yes, when one is a football fan.
Yes.
Right. Well, you know, new frontiers in fundraising. But that's not the only former local college football standout in the news.
Yes. Harvard alum Ryan Fitzpatrick has sort of set the world on fire, at least Tampa Bay, in a good way. He is starting for Jameis Winston, who is suspended for the first four games of the season. And basically, Ryan Fitzpatrick is playing like he's never played before. It's lights out. He is a superstar on the field. No one saw this coming. And best of all, he's having fun with it.
Mm.
As we saw in the post-game press conference this past Sunday, when he borrowed some of teammate DeSean Jackson's clothing and jewelry and showed up that way for the press conference.
It was a look.
It was like, yeah, it was, you know, people saw shades of Conor McGregor there. So it's kind of an interesting look. He has a very big, bushy beard to paint the picture more fully. But the best part was when DeSean Jackson sort of interrupted the press conference because he had no clothes to change into. And Ryan Fitzpatrick is basically, all right, only two more questions. I got to give DeSean back his clothes. So all of Ryan Fitzpatrick's press conferences are must-see events.
Shira, thank you.
Thank you.
WBUR sports and society reporter Shira Springer. This is 90.9 WBUR.